With Tuesday's 830 on the go, I'm Mark Fry. Among today's top stories, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz with some colorful words for former President Donald Trump. A Minnesota tribe has joined a legal fight against social media giants, and there are new plans for a Northside Minneapolis grocery store. We begin with the Olympics in Paris, where Minnesota's very own Suni Lee is basking in the glow of victory along with her teammates after winning the gold.
Yeah! But this is all about the team.
She, along with Simone Biles, Jordan Chiles, Jade Carey, and Hesley Rivera, earned the gold medal in the women's gymnastics team final. The victory makes Simone Biles the most decorated U.S. Olympic gymnast ever. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is getting some attention after using some colorful language while talking about former President Donald Trump.
And how often in the world do you make that bastard wake up afterwards and know that a black woman kicked his ass and sent him on the road?
Walz making those comments yesterday while on a Zoom call with a group calling themselves White Dudes for Harris. WCCR Radio political analyst Blois Olson.
Now, if Donald Trump or J.D. Vance called VP Harris the equivalent of a bastard, it would be a huge, massive controversy.
And this all comes as Governor Walz is apparently now among the top three picks for Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate, according to Bloomberg.
University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs says compared to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Arizona U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, Walz has the most experience.
Walz has been in Washington as a member of Congress for 12 years. He knows the bureaucracy. He knows how Congress works. None of the other top candidates have that kind of Washington experience.
Another potential running mate, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, pulled out of consideration yesterday. Walz is chair of the Democratic Governors Association and has played coy in recent days amid talk that he is among the top choices for the Harris campaign. Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
Harris is expected to announce her running mate before August 7th. Local Planned Parenthood leaders are reacting to a new abortion ban in Iowa.
Iowa joins three other states that now ban abortions after about 6 weeks. Christina Remus, a patient services associate with Planned Parenthood, says Iowa patients are still in shock over the decision.
We are having extremely difficult conversations in my department with patients. One patient I recently worked with had scheduled an abortion appointment in Iowa, but was forced to reschedule in Minnesota. She told me that she is feeling so extremely disheartened.
Providers fear the ban will worsen the health inequities for Iowa's women of color and low-income patients.
That's WCCO's Taylor Rivera reporting. A Minnesota tribal nation's joining a lawsuit against social media giants, alleging they've contributed to a mental health crisis impacting Native youth. Tim Purdon is with Minneapolis-based law firm Robbins Kaplan, which filed the lawsuit on behalf of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He tells WCCO Radio's Adam and Jordana that platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat target kids despite knowing about the adverse mental health impacts.
There is a growing body of evidence that these business practices that are designed to drive advertising revenue, we allege, are contributing to these poor mental health outcomes.
Suicide among Native American youth has increased 70% over the last decade, five times higher than white peers, according to the CDC. In other news, the Minnesota Regional Poison Center is reporting a spike in the number of calls from people exposed to poisonous mushrooms.
Our wet and warm weather this spring and summer across Minnesota has allowed mushrooms to thrive, which has led to a surge in calls to poison control centers. Spokesperson Samantha Lee says calls were up 150% from April through July over the same period in 2023.
A lot of these are little kids. They're playing outside in the grass, and just like little kids, they like to pick things and put them in their mouth.
She says eating a wild mushroom can cause a person to become sick.
Nausea, vomiting, maybe diarrhea.
She says if you think someone has eaten a wild mushroom, call the center at 1-888-222-1222. Susie Jones, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
COVID-19 is back with a force in Minnesota with another wave of cases making their way through the state. According to the most recent state data, hospitalization rates for COVID have doubled in the last month. Epidemiologist Karen Martin says it's due in part to new emerging variants, but for now, they're all completely treatable.
The good news is that we don't have any evidence that shows that any of these are, you know, more severe than what has typically been circulating.
She says an updated COVID-19 vaccine will be available this fall, engineered to fight new variants. Minnesotans dialing into the southern part of the state are going to have to start using the 924 area code. It goes into effect a month from today. But Public Utilities Commission Chair Katie Sieben tells WCCO's Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Morning News that the new code can be used right now.
People who have a 507 area code, they'll keep that telephone number. If you go to get a new phone number, 924 will start being activated a month from now.
This is not a whole new area code. 924 is being overlaid onto lines that have the 507 area code. The addition is necessary because of population growth and the increasing number of cell phones. And there's a new grocery store for North Minneapolis in a familiar spot.
A food desert was created here on the north side of Minneapolis when Aldi moved out last year from their building at Penn and Lowry. That begins to change this week when crews start building out a new Colonial Market at this site. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
You need a grocery store in any community, and far too often it's really hard to get fresh fruits and vegetables, especially on the north side. This grocery store provides the kind of access that I think every single person needs. It provides a pride in the neighborhood that we already knew has been there, but it bolsters it even further.
The new Northside Colonial Market opens in December with at least 40 workers. They're also opening a store in South Minneapolis in about a month. At Penn and Lowry in North Minneapolis, Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Frey, News Talk 830, WCCO.